Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how is COVID relief money being spent? Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The American Rescue Plan Act gave the state more than $5.4 billion to help it recover from the economic impact of the coronavirus. That's not counting funding that also went to local city and county governments. Tally it all together, and you get almost $11 billion in recovery funding. That's a lot of money, and the Ohio Poverty Law Center has been tracking where it's gone. Here to talk me through the numbers is Susan Jagers. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Kendall.
So, the biggest allocation went toward the unemployment compensation fund, but beyond that, water infrastructure, the healthcare workforce, and public safety all received large chunks too. How much public input went into these spending decisions?
Ohio received its first payment in May of 2021. So there was opportunity for public input, knowing that these dollars needed to be appropriated through the General Assembly. You know, from May 2021 through June 30th, 2023, several different pieces of legislation appropriated the entirety of the $5.4 billion. So there was opportunity for advocates to meet with lawmakers, to testify before committees, you know, work with different legislative committees on priority spending for this money.
All of this money, like you said, has now been designated for certain uses, whether that's transportation or tourism, but around half of the state's money still hasn't been actually spent. So is there a plan for that money, or is it just sitting in some sort of kind of slush fund right now?
So we talked briefly about the appropriations process through the General Assembly. The next step is the administration actually needing to write the checks and get those dollars into the hands of, you know, organizations or local governments. So we have been tracking that through the Ohio Checkbook, which monitors government expenditures. About 50% of the dollars have been out the door. So there's a lot of money that still needs to make it through that process. And that's something we'll be keeping our eye on over the next year as well.
Gotcha. You also looked at Ohio's biggest cities and what they did with their specific appropriations. Was there any common threads in how they spent this money?
What was different, one thing that was very different from the state spending is local governments were harder hit by the pandemic in terms of their own revenues. So we saw many cities early on using that money really as budget stabilization funding. And then we saw other community infrastructure needs that cities made investments in, a lot of parks and recreation facilities and water and sewer projects as well.
So I guess the big question then is, did this money do its job to help Ohio recover from the pandemic?
The ultimate question is still yet to be answered. You know, did they go to communities that needed it the most? We'll know in a couple of years when we see how all the dollars were spent. I hope that, you know, as adjustments can be made, the lawmakers or decision makers at the community level will continue to look for the areas of the community or the state that are still not fully recovered from the pandemic, because some communities were certainly hit harder than others.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Is there anything that you felt was missing from the investments that we saw?
Probably, I would call it maybe a missed opportunity, and something we'll continue to look for is really investing in some affordable housing. I think that is one of the biggest needs the state has, especially with some big new employers coming to Ohio. We really are seeing an affordable housing crisis.
Susan Jagers is the director of the Ohio Poverty Law Center. Thank you for your time today, Susan.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.